Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 27th of March, recording at 7:58 p.m. in that Greenwich Mean Time, just a couple of minutes before the close on Wall Street, which I will give you in a minute. Now, what's going on here? Well, I wouldn't be surprised if some hedge fund type traders have chosen to short Europe during this Cyprus kerfuffle and go long Asia, or the U.S. is the other side of the trade. That's what the market suggests at any rate. Well, today, Asian stock markets were pretty much higher. I think there are only a couple of minor exceptions. And the best gainers were impressive. The Philippines up 2.75%, Indonesia up 1.77%, that was a new high, New Zealand up 1.52%, that was also a new high, and Thailand up 109%. Now, Europe, in contrast, was further roiled by the Cyprus bank problem, which was said by various Euroland officials, quote, not to be a template solution, unquote. However, it should have been, I think, very much Fuller Money's view that it should have been the template, really, since the Euro's launch. And nevertheless, European indices still managed to close off their lows and are somewhat oversold here in the short term. Today, Wall Street has been paring losses for the most part. The NASDAQ has a slight gain. The S&P is down just a fraction. And as I speak, well, we're still getting some of the late adjustments coming through, but the Dow is down less than a quarter of a percent, or 33 points. And if we look elsewhere in the Americas, Mexico up about 1%. It's been a steady performance here. It's up for six consecutive days. It had been one of the better performers before the corrective phase began in February. And then Mexico fell quite sharply, but has been bouncing back well recently. Brazil. It's temporarily oversold, and it was up yesterday and is up again today, breaking the very short-term downtrend that's been in place for pretty much the whole month. Now, I still think that Japan and Vietnam look best. They're the big recovery candidates in Asia. So does Wall Street, though, and Wall Street's performance has been extremely impressive. And it has the big advantage of the extremely competitive energy prices that we've mentioned on numerous occasions. And overall, I would say for everything but the European stock markets, or I should say everything but most of the European markets, the technical action still resembles a corrective phase in a bull market. And we can say that we can clearly see that the concerns have focused once again on Europe, and so it's back center stage. But I'm not sure it will stay there all that long, given the nature of the banking problem. And one of the reasons for that problem, to have a relevant digression here, is that when they open the books, it's always an amusing term, isn't it? But they find out that, well, really, with banks that get into trouble, it should be first the shareholders and then the bondholders who are penalized. But they open the books on these Cyprus banks and they find they've only got a handful, literally, with some of them, only a handful of either shareholders or bondholders. So of course it's the uninsured depositors who are getting it in the neck, and losses may be around 40% for some of those people. Uninsured meaning with deposits in excess of 100,000 euros. Now, elsewhere, the VIX index, which is a sign of concern or fear, that pulled back a point from the day's highs. It's currently at 13, which is not an alarming number by any means for the VIX. And government bond prices, well, they're still quite firm, and that's in line with an overall corrective phase and sort of the slow growth that we're seeing generally. Now, I'm of the view, the medium to longer term view, that these government bond prices are in a topping out phase. But that hasn't prevented some new highs from occurring. The most obvious one is the JGBs. I mean, the yields are ridiculous. I think they're going below 0.6 on the 10-year. But we are getting heavy buying, apparently, by the Bank of Japan. And also within Europe, there's not a stampede out of the southern European bond markets, but there certainly is a flow in that direction. And money's going into the German Bunds, which are up near the higher side of their overall range. And it wouldn't take too much to push them up to new all-time highs, although my guess is that those moves upwards will not be sustained over the medium term. And I'm going to hold with my view here that after 31 years and counting to the upside, we're in an overall topping out phase. But I've said on numerous occasions that it could be a lengthy process overall. As a matter of fact, those smart people who've been holding government bonds for the last 30 years and have the huge profits, this is a good time to consider lightening some of those positions, in my opinion. Now, elsewhere, the US dollar is very firm still, and it's extending its gains on the US dollar index following a consolidation over the last month. And it looks likely to successfully challenge the early 2012 highs. And that's still, though, very much in a broad overall range. But it is now approaching, well, it's in the upper middle side of that range of the last few years. And what else to mention? Precious metals. These are firmer in here today, but range-bound overall. And with gold, for instance, it's currently up just over $5. It's $16.05.25. Now, I get a fair number of emails coming in on gold, and people say, why isn't it doing better when all these stories have been going around about the demand for gold and building new safety deposit areas for gold bullion and so on. Well, that's all true, and there is a great deal of interest in gold. But we also know that the more people who participate in the gold market, the more it will from time to time perform like other assets. And we have seen, in other words, a fair amount of stale bull liquidation over the last 18 months. And there has definitely been some short selling in gold. I think a month or so ago, we were seeing, or I saw some data saying that the short positions in gold bullion were as high as they had been for a good number of years. So very much a trading vehicle. But if we stand back from all this, my view remains very much that gold is hard money. And it tends to hold its value over the longer term. Not tends to, it does hold its value over the longer term, but it will always fluctuate. And it's been on the defensive for the last 18 months. And one of the reasons for that is that it had its best gains back in going into September and October of 2011, where it had some acceleration on the upside, and so it's unwinding part of that. But my feeling is that it's probably fair value here at today's levels. But the confirmation of that, if you look in the chart library and go to the section that shows gold in various different currencies, there are quite a few of them in there, and you'll see gold hitting new highs or not far from it against soft currencies in recent months. Best example of that would be the Japanese yen. So any Japanese investor who's holding gold would be absolutely delighted. But those who are holding the U.S. dollar contracts or evaluating their bullion positions in U.S. dollar terms are inevitably disappointed. But I think gold is certainly more oversold than overbought, but it may continue to range here near the lower side of its broad trading range of the last 18 months or so for a while longer. But some firmness in some of these other commodities. The CCI, that's the Continuous Commodity Index, is edging a little bit higher. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.